So we'll just go under. You want to limbo with me?
Christy Lunsford sneaks past a line of about 25 people at the 3D Cannabis Center in Denver and approaches a display case. Lunsford is the marketing director for Dixie Elixirs, a manufacturer of foods infused with THC, okay, a chemical in marijuana that gives you a high.
So our edible line has things like handmade, hand-dipped truffles.
And sodas, fudge, Tootsie Roll-like chews, and mints. Other companies churn out baked goods, granola bars, and butter. At one point, there was THC-infused beef jerky on the market.
So it really is a companion plant, whether it's used medicinally or for its lovely intoxicating features.
Okay. Lunsford's company, along with a handful of other edibles manufacturers, is ramping up to fill a new demand. Colorado's had medicinal marijuana for more than a decade, but now sales are open to the general public. That means the standard labels of consume at your own risk and buyer beware don't quite cut it anymore. Like any food company, Dixie Elixirs is worried about getting people sick. But unlike other companies, the FDA wants nothing to do with foods that include marijuana.
We are under a microscope, and even my competitors who are food novices, they really care about providing for the consumer and making sure they're safe. So this is our lab.
In a corporate park on the other side of the city is one of the country's only labs specializing in testing marijuana, CAN Labs. Owner Jennifer Murray got into the game early and is now about to reap the benefits.
The CAN Lab started in a space of about 150 square feet. This is about 500, and we're moving to 2,000.
New state rules set to go into effect this year will require more testing of marijuana products in labs like Murray's. Until this point, tests for foodborne pathogens, dangerous chemicals like butane, and the potency of THC were voluntary, meaning few companies actually did them. Murray says it's important for consumers to know what they're getting into, or else they can end up taking too much all at once.
You can feel like you're dying. Your heart rate speeds up. You sweat. You can throw up. I mean, it's awful. So with edibles, it is very important that they get tested and that you know your dose.
The rulemaking process, which took place last fall, has raised even more questions. Murray's lab isn't certified, and she can't find any credible agency to do it. The State Department of Public Health has been reluctant to take any kind of regulatory role with marijuana. A portion of the department's budget comes from the federal government. That means the lion's share of the enforcement and creation of the industry's rules comes from a small division of the state's Department of Revenue.
Now, I came into this with a very open mind.
Louis Koski is the Division of Marijuana Enforcement's new director.
To a large extent, we're learning a lot as we go along. And, you know, the right thing to do, you know, from a regulatory standpoint is to make sure we can comprehensively regulate all these businesses and ensure the health and welfare of the citizens of Colorado.
Colorado's marijuana experiment has pushed the Department of Revenue into areas it never would have been before, like food safety and lab certification. And because Colorado is one of the first states to regulate recreational marijuana, all eyes are on Koski to see if the regulation actually works.
It's a new agency. If you were just going to start up a new agency and a public policy arena that wasn't this divisive, it'd be pretty challenging. And then you insert some of the complexities that go along with varied ideas on how this should all be carried out, and it certainly adds a little bit more pressure to it.
Colorado has taken innovative steps in ensuring public safety. And in terms of foodborne illness, eventually you might be safer buying an edible marijuana product than produce at the grocery store. They've rolled out a system that tracks all marijuana plants from seed to sale, meaning if a pot brownie caused a salmonella outbreak, you could track it all the way back to the source. That tracking system is just one piece of a much larger regulatory scheme used to keep the recreational marijuana industry in check. And other states curious to see if they can cash in on the green rush will be watching. I'm Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.